A couple of cold nights are still in store for the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest, but a notable warming trend is going to come into play as we get into next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures this morning at Haber, Montana reached minus 40. Temperatures around that region were in the negative 30s, but most of the Dakotas have not been nearly as cold as that. But it's still cold, don't get me wrong. The temperatures this morning were mostly in the negative lower 20s and negative teens in the western Dakotas. Eastern parts of the Dakotas are seeing temperatures mostly in negative teens, but a few negative single digits were also noted in the northeast corner of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota due to cloud cover that has increased and a little disturbance that's expected to come along in that particular region. But it's still cold no matter how you slice it, and the big storm system with all the wind and the snow is now going to concentrate on the Great Lakes region and the northeastern United States as well as southeastern portions of Canada, and those areas will see a lot of storminess for the next 12 to 24 hours, even a little bit on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. For us, we'll see a little disturbance coming into the region as we get out to Sunday and early Monday, and that system is likely to bring in a little bit of snowfall for us. There could be a little wintry mix of precipitation types in a few areas, but for the most part, I think it'll be a snow event, and it will come across the area from North Dakota into eastern South Dakota and parts of Minnesota. So the heart of the region will be impacted. Early indications here suggest that on Sunday going into Monday morning, we'll likely end up with a total accumulation here of running from 1 to 4 inches. The majority of that snowfall is going to be in a relatively narrow band. So if you get the 2 to 4 inch amounts, you're probably going to be from north central parts of North Dakota into northeastern portions of South Dakota. That'll be the area that gets the greatest snowfall. And obviously, whenever you have a narrow band like that, it could be shifted one way or the other, so we'll have to watch and see what happens as we get towards the end of the weekend. After that system passes, though, we'll go back into a relatively tranquil weather, and the warming trend will become a little bit more significant. We'll expect to see the temperatures turning additionally warm as we go forward through Monday into Wednesday of next week. A little wintry mix of precipitation types may occur briefly Monday night into Tuesday morning in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota as that warmer air starts to influence the region. Right after that, though, temperatures will be much warmer. We're expecting to see the high temperatures today still stuck as they have been in the positive and negative single digits across a fair amount of the region. Most of us will still be below zero. We're expecting to see the temperatures recover a little bit as we go into the latter part of the weekend, early next week. I do think that the western parts of the Dakotas will likely see temperatures in the 30s and 40s as we get out towards Sunday afternoon, but the eastern parts of our region will still be single digits and teens. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.